Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Talking about what would be a great draft. What Chris Ballard needs to do to make tomorrow night work, Friday night work, Saturday work. For the Indianapolis Colts. How do they put together a weekend that makes this team better? You got to get better at the top of the roster. We talked about that this morning. But there are other ways to get better in the roster using the equity you have in the draft to move on a player who might be a little disgruntled. And he could be gruntled in Indianapolis. We're going to talk about that a little bit. And of course, I'm talking about Brandon Ayuk, the wide receiver for the San Francisco 49ers. We're going to talk about a Houston radio host who does a podcast, and he seems like a good guy, and I like him. He was drinking some beers. He was talking about the draft. He was talking about the Colts. He went over the Chris Ballard media availability from last week, and he articulated something that I really haven't talked much about, and it drives me a little bit crazy. So we're going to talk about Seth Payne and what he thinks about Chris Ballard, and kind of a chink in the armor and a guy that he really likes as a general manager. But there is something that annoys him. We're going to talk about that because it annoys me too. Pacers, Bucks, that's coming up Friday, 5:30. It's an afternoon tilt down at Cambridge Fieldhouse. All the work that the Pacers did last night, winning by 17, could go bye-bye. It could all evaporate if they don't play well on Friday afternoon and then Sunday night. We'll talk about the Pacers and why they won last night. Basketball's an easy game. Like, there are nuances to it, but when you do the math, it's really not too damn difficult to figure out why teams win and why teams lose. This goes to Indiana basketball as well. Luke Goody, I'm getting DMs all over the place. Is it true? Is Luke Goody committed? Has he committed to Indiana? Stop that. Does it matter? 3 years he spent at Illinois. What the hell did Illinois do? Yes, they went to the Elite Eight. Yes, going to the Elite Eight's good. No, we don't hang banners for the Elite Eight. We don't worry about a non-starter from Illinois committing to Indiana. Have we no shame at long last? Have we no shame? Goodness sake. Relax. They're going to win games in November, December, January, February, and March, or they are not. Luke Goody might be a very, very small part in that recipe of success or lack of success. Let's not get all worried about Luke Goody. Come on. We'll talk about that a little bit, too. Let's talk about the Indianapolis Colts. This is Inside Indiana Sports Now for Wednesday, the day before the draft. It's draft eve, April 24th, 2024. So it's 4-24-24. That makes me dizzy. That's a lot of fours and twos. Brought to you by the great people at MyBookie. MyBookie's a place to have a lot of fun putting a couple of shekels on a game. So go to MyBookie, use promo code Kent, and your sign-up bonus is going to be applied to your account to the tune of up to $1,000. That's winning before the game even starts. Come on. Make sure and subscribe. We're going to have giveaways. I've got two in transit that I've won in auctions from Pristine Auctions, and I've got one in the house that was donated, and we will give it away tomorrow night live during the live show to announce the 15th overall pick by the Indianapolis Colts, assuming that they draft at 15. So make sure that you are watching, because you must subscribe and you must watch and be watching to win. There you go. Make sure to like the video too, because it's a nice thing to do, polite thing to do. I do it for every video. I did it for Seth Payne's video the other day. When I watched Brian Whitney turn me on to Seth Payne, and I liked watching what he does. I think he's interesting and he's easy. You know what I mean? He's easy to like, he's easy to consume, and he's very insightful. And that's all I need in a podcast. I thought he was excellent, and we'll get to what he thinks about Chris Ballard in a moment. You want to make a donation? Make a donation. And you know what? We'll get your comment. We'll share it. Comment, question, whatever. We'll share it with the class, and we will enjoy. All right, let's talk about the Colts, and let's talk about Chris Ballard. Let's talk about what they might do. Brandon Ayuk is not very happy with the San Francisco 49ers. He's going to play with the 49ers this season, that fifth-year option. All right, his 4 years, they've been pretty good. He's gotten better and better and better and better. He's 26 years old. You saw the contract extension that Amon-Ra St. Brown, or Amon-Ra St. Brown, signed. And that's 4 years, $120 million. That is a lot of cabbage. And Ayuk is going to want a deal similar to the one that Amon-Ra St. Brown got. That is way overpriced for me. Plus, we're going to have to pay him that. And you're going to get 15? That's crackers.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Not getting 15, and I got to go 120 mil, 77 guaranteed, by the way, for Amon-Ra St. Brown, 77 million guaranteed to go get Brandon Ayuk. I'm not doing it. You can get better in the draft. What I am going to do to answer, and here's the thing, like, and people are talking about it, smart people are talking about it, like Michael Lombardi is talking about how at the wide receiver position, you can do good work in the second round if you target the right guy, and he's absolutely right. T. Higgins, Michael Pittman, A.J. Brown, D.K. Metcalf, all second rounders. Terry McLaurin, a third rounder from Cathedral High School. You know what? There are guys that you can get in that second round, third round, that are going to be just as good as anybody you can get in the middle to late first round. Absolutely true. That's true most of the time. Now, there are times like Justin Jefferson, he was a late first-round guy, so there are exceptions. You got to do your scouting, right? But if you're going to spend big in draft equity on a wide receiver, you got to get it right. And a guy who's special in this draft at that position is Malik Nabers. We've been talking about the LSU star for a while now. And why? Because he is different. Watch the tape. Watch him set a secondary guy up and then whew, gone. His secondary burst is unbelievably fast, and he doesn't slow in his cuts. He reminds me, and I hesitate to say it because it makes me sound crazy, he reminds me in his movement of Gale Sayers. And that is like, you talk about a complete unicorn of a running back and a receiver with Gale Sayers. He was just incredible to watch. Like, he got goosebumps watching him play football and move, and guys just grab air as Gale's running like a 4.3 40 around your ass, cutting and still moving that fast. And that's Malik Nabers. And that's why I want Chris Ballard to trade up and go get that guy. Rumadunze, nice. Right, Marvin Harrison Jr., nice. Malik Nabers is a candidate for a special place. All right, so I'm all about Malik Nabers. I don't believe that Chris Ballard's going to trade up. I don't believe that he's going to stay at 15. I think he's going to trade back, and I think he's going to compile guys, and I think he's going to take a wide receiver in day two. And fans, they're going to lose sleep, some of them, Thursday night into Friday, because Ballard didn't move and get the right guy. And then you look at day two, and you look at the return on investment of Chris Ballard's picks after 41. So Jonathan Taylor, 41. Everything after that until 64, at best, mediocre. Eight or nine guys, at best, mediocre. The best of the bunch, Alec Pierce. That tells you something. Second best of the bunch, Tyquan Lewis. And around that, you got guys like Quincy Wilson and Kamoko Touré and Ben Banigou. You got guys where you're just like, wow, what were you thinking? How about Paris Campbell? What were you thinking? So, you know what? Anything late in the second round, I don't feel great about. And that's the thing with GMs. GMs, over time, they reveal who they are. And either, and he was asked this question, I think Kravy asked him whether he's improved in his estimation as a GM over his 7 years in Indianapolis. And he said, yeah, he thinks that he has. I don't know that he has. I haven't seen that he has. I know bringing guys back is nice. It's a good story to have all 22 guys back, all 22 players. You extended the guys who are up. And that's wonderful. That's good. That's taking care of families. That's making, you know, the team kind of like, hey, we like our guys. All right. Well, your guys better damn well win, or somebody else is going to come in, and your guys are then going to become somebody else's guys, and the whole thing's going to fall apart. And nobody wants that. So get smart. Do it right. Understand that if you get one great player out of this draft, you know who the second round draft pick was when Peyton Manning was selected with the first overall pick? Yeah, it was Jerome Paython. A lot of people don't know that. They don't remember. And then you had E.G. Green, other second round picks, Mike Doss, Idris Bashir. You got lots of guys in the second round, and none of them can play dead. And still, the Colts, because they got greatness in the first round in all but one draft, from 96 through 04, won a Super Bowl. You hit in the first round, you don't have to worry about any of the other rounds. You just hit the firsts. Let's go. Or he's due in the back half of the second round. But I think there's something wrong with the evaluatory process. I don't think these guys, that they're isolating the right characteristics and then reassembling them into a player that makes any sense for their team. I think they look for a guy with this characteristic, this potential piece of talent, and they go get it, and then they try to grow it into something, and they've been utterly unable to do it. So go get the great player in this draft, whatever the hell that takes. Go get that. Add it to this offense, make it elite, and go win an AFC South championship. Become a headache for somebody else. They're all headaches for us, right? So Seth Payne, what he wants out of Ballard, he wants Ballard to stop listening to the media and stop referring to the media in his media appearances. He did this because he got a rise out of people on Twitter. And, you know, I knew you guys would write about that. All that kind of crap. Stop it. You've got to be above it. Always, if you're in the arena, you have got to be above the kooks who are, you know, throwing tomatoes at the people in the arena. If you're in it, if you're responsible for it, and you do your work, being criticized by the media, it's not really your job. You don't even need to listen to it. Pay no attention to it. It has no bearing on your work or your work product. And Seth Payne said it really, really well, and I enjoyed his work. So if you want to watch something about the Houston Texans, bam, there you go. Let's go. All right, Pacers against the Bucks Friday night, 5:30 at Cambridge Fieldhouse. How'd they win game two? Instead of hitting 8 for 38 from beyond the arc, they hit 16 of 36. 8 more threes hit. They won by 17. The 8 more three hits. That is 24 points. There is your difference. It's just that easy. You score more points. You hit more open shots. Now, open shots are dictated by comfort, right? If you get comfortable, you're a hell of a lot more likely to hit open shots. What brings comfort? Playing really hard on the defensive end. You'll wind up getting live ball turnovers. Live ball turnovers lead to open shots. Open shots are made more often than contested shots. This isn't hard. My God. Go do that again Friday. Do it again Sunday. Take a 3-1 lead in this series and end it. Make it over quick so you get a week and a half off before you got to play the Knicks or the Sixers or somebody, and let's go. It's there for you to get to the Eastern Conference Finals. It's there. The Eastern Conference is not very good. You have a chance to do something that you have not done in a long time. By the way, did you know that this will be, this Friday night, it will be 5 years and 5 days since the Pacers last played a playoff game in Indianapolis. How about that? Shoot better, you win. Easy. Speaking of shooting well, Luke Goody. He is a good shooter of the basketball. He's 6'7", he's redheaded. He is from Fort Wayne, Indiana, and he was a good high school basketball player. He went to the University of Illinois, where he was a good college basketball player. And now fans at Indiana are on pins and needles as to whether Luke Goody is going to commit or has already committed to the Hoosiers. And my answer to that is, who in the hell cares? Why does anybody care? If he comes to Indiana, great. And if he hits a couple of big shots, like he hit 3 threes against Indiana, right? If he's able to do that, all love for Luke Goody. Fantastic. Wonderful. Love having you in Bloomington. Great news. He would come to Indiana. Wonderful. But am I going to lie awake at night wondering what Luke Goody is going to do next year in his final year of playing college basketball? Oh, no. Is Indiana going to hang a banner because of Luke Goody? Oh, no. Unless he happens to be on the floor and hits a big shot at a big moment, that could happen. It happens to people, you know, who aren't top of the marquee, name above the title of the movie types. Maybe that winds up being Luke Goody, but it is a long shot. At his best, he helped a little bit Illinois get to the Elite Eight. I'm just not worried about it. I don't think you ought to worry about it. Whoever comes, comes. Just that easy. Tomorrow, draft day. Can't wait. Draft day, we'll have a special in the morning, a special breakfast with Kent. Then we will talk about the draft around midday. We'll talk about the draft at 4 o'clock-ish inside Indiana Sports now. And then for the 15th overall pick, assuming the Colts have not already traded up or back or whatever, whenever they draft, we'll go live. We'll talk about it. We will react live because, you know what, it's raw and it's going to be emotional And I am about 80% sure it's going to be incredibly disappointing, which doesn't mean it's going to be the wrong pick. It's just going to be disappointing in the minute, in that moment, because, man, Malik Nabers is going to be awesome for somebody. And I don't think that somebody's going to be the Indianapolis Colts, and it's going to bum me out.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes.
Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.